The oldest evidence of people living on Duke Island is a 3,500-year-old shell midden. A midden is really just a collection of trash, but for archaeologists like Martin Stanford, it can tell a lot about a civilization.
One of the interesting things about shell middens is that, you know, our soils here are so acidic that normally they will dissolve virtually any organic material such as bone or cordage. But because the shell is made of calcium, that can neutralize the acidic conditions in the soil, and that preserves things like bone and wood and other organic materials. So, you know, in shell middens like that, we have found ground bone harpoon points, cordage, like I mentioned before, and even wooden tools.
Stanford says the Duke Island midden is just one of 55 sites in the area with recognized historical significance. As an archaeologist, he says he is most excited about a network of 1,500-year-old fish traps.
Oh, you could see it from the air. It's just amazing. There is at least 7 or 8 different fish traps involved with this complex. It covered over a half mile of the tidal flats. And we were able to find a wooden stake that was associated with that fish trap. It was dated to 1,470 years ago.
For tribal leaders who proposed the protection, the area's significance is both concrete and spiritual. Ketchikan Indian Community Board member Irene Dundas helped write the proposal. She says Duke Island has several high-profile burial sites, the remnants of native villages, and many less tangible sacred sites.
Those areas have specific names with specific Tlingit names that a particular clan or kwan used to go back and do ceremonies and rituals that their clan had done forever.
Forest Service tribal liaison John Autry says the new designation protects these sites, even if they're not visible landmarks.
Sacredness isn't always something you can locate and measure, touch, or feel. And this allows for that.
The official Forest Service language says the island is eligible for listing as a traditional cultural property in the National Register of Historic Places. What that means practically is that the Forest Service will consult with local tribes about proposed projects.
But it cannot preclude the development of a mine on the island, which is a potential possibility in the future at some point.
That was Forest Service archaeologist Martin Stanford again. The Canadian mining company Quaterra has more than 100 claims on Duke Island. The company's website says surface samples show high-grade nickel and copper, as well as platinum deposits. KIC's Dundas says the potential for mining was what spurred the tribal government to seek the traditional cultural property designation.
But the TCP would not stop any of the mining. All the mining acts are very old and they're grandfathered laws, so it would take an act of Congress to change them. But it, you know, acquiring the TCP for Duke Island would set up a little bit more boundaries and reporting to the Forest Service and how the Forest Service reports to a federally recognized tribe as a government-to-government relationship.
Quaterra drilled several exploratory wells during previous summers, but is not drilling this year. In March, Quaterra's on-the-ground partner, Copper Ridge Explorations, terminated its option in the claim. The company did not return calls for comment on future plans for the island. Duke Island is the only traditional cultural property in the Tongass National Forest and the first in Alaska. In Petersburg, I'm Esme Joyce.